day to day. Where do you want to be?
Hey, back here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Time to talk some Black Bear football. Our Black Bear reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. We're joined on the telephone line by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, a good Monday to you.
How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing well, thank you. Black Bears with a heck of a start to the game down at Richmond. A really tough battle. You knew it would be with a CAA opponent. Let's talk about what happened early on. Boy, the offense got out of the box quickly, making some big plays.
Yeah, they really did. And, you know, some big plays. I think we scored 2 touchdowns in the first 4 plays of the game, which was great to see. And, you know, that we have that ability to be explosive and, you know, really back-to-back games. Joey Gillette had a huge game and, you know, hauled in 3 touchdowns. And, you know, he just continues to get better each week. And Derek does as well. And, really good start. And, you know, they obviously responded and took us a little longer to respond, which hurt us in the end because, you know, we didn't really play together as a team until the fourth quarter again, and that put us in a hole there.
Yeah, it was wild. I don't know that I've seen a game like that for a while. 59 points scored in the first half, and then the defenses took over and just 2 touchdowns in the entire second half.
Yeah. A lot of action in the first half and, you know, the second half. You know, it still comes back to big plays that we have to continue eliminate on defense and be more consistent. That way we can, you know, just stay in games and continue to battle as a team through, you know, those adverse moments. You know, when the score gets lopsided, hard to stay in it on either side.
Well, I thought your team showed a lot of character. You battled back at the end. You lost your starting quarterback. Anthony Harris came in and did a really solid job, 8-for-11 with a touchdown pass. And there was no quit in the Black Bears. You guys stayed right with it till the final whistle.
Yeah, and you know, and really had a chance to go win the game. If we go down and score on that last 2 minute, we have a chance to onside kick and you know at least give ourselves a shot to win the game. But, you know, we'll continue to work and stay positive throughout this week with LIU coming up and, you know, continue to find ways to put ourselves in a position to win the fourth quarter.
It was great to see Tavian Banks out there. He had that touchdown reception from Montego Moss and ran the ball well. Nice to have him back. And I know, look, the coaches understand that injuries are a part of the game. It's the next man up. But this seems like a lot when you look at all the defense injuries that you've had throughout the season. Now a couple key guys on offense. Have you seen this level of injuries before?
Yeah, we've certainly had some positions that have had more than you'd ever expect. I mean, in particular, a linebacker position. So that's really uncommon to have that many at one position. You know, we're slowly getting a few guys back. Obviously, we had a couple on offense, but yeah, like you said, I mean, Anthony continues to practice really well, so was really confident with him going in the game and executing. That's what he did. And it took him a little time to settle in, but naturally he did and was able to put us in position to score at the end of the game.
Well, and you mentioned Joe Gillette, another great effort, 3 touchdowns, over 160 yards. He was an FCS honorable mention for National Offensive Player of the Week, and he has really come into his own these last couple of games with 5 touchdown receptions.
Yeah, he just continues to get better, and you know, he had a little bit of injury coming out of camp, and that's healed up on him, and he's you know, more familiar with Derek and the offense, and just has continued to get better. So really proud of his development and, you know, his commitment towards the process here.
Well, homecoming this weekend, always a great time. We expect a terrific crowd on hand. The Sharks of Long Island University come to town for a non-conference game. They got their first win over Sacred Heart over the weekend, 23-13. What will they look to try and do against your Bears?
Yeah, they're a long athletic team, really aggressive on defense, and have a terrific running game on offense, and you know the quarterback run game will be a part of what they do. And yeah, this will be a big test for us, and you know, looking to get back going and practicing tomorrow and getting prepared for them.
Do you know yet what Derek Robertson's status will be, or is that going to have to wait until a little later in the week?
Yeah, I think it's going to be later in the week. I mean, he's doing well. He's feeling well. And, you know, I know he was on crutches at the end of the game, but he's really feels a lot better now. And he's, you know, he's walking around on his own and, you know, getting better, you know, every day.
Excellent. Well, hope we can get some more people healthy this week. Have a good week of practice, and we'll see you up there on Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Blackbears, with us here on Downtown.